Good evening, Los Angeles. You are listening to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio. My name is Nicholas Miller, and I'm here, as always, with Steve Cato. Say hi, Steve Cato.
Hey. Hi.
Yep. Well, tonight we have Bernadette Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette Mayer is author of 16 books of poetry.
Wow.
Her influences in art include the Dadaist, the Surrealist, and the photography of Elliot Porter. In the late 1960s, she co-edited the journal Zero to Nine with the artist Vito Acconci. While Acconci was turning his body into a site of experimentation, Mayer was developing modes of serial project-based poetry that organized mass aggregates of experience through the trope of the assignment or the self-imposed research project. Some of the books of the 1970s that developed the trope of the research of research include Memory, Moving, Steadying Hunger, Utopia, and Midwinter Day. Far from bureaucratic or scientistic, however, Mayer's poetry unhinges the research project from its secure disciplinary backing, reimagining the unbounded potential, this unbounded potential as a form of disruptive and excessive pleasure. In The Desires of Others to Please Mothers in Letters, a more recent book, this pleasure becomes explicitly linked to an invented epistolary form, though the sense of an imagined or real second-person interlocutor holding her work together is certainly traceable to the earlier work as well. Her more recent works include Two Hallowed Mourners, that we have copies of up front, Another Smashed Pine Cone, New Directions has recently reissued Midwinter Day.
So what the fuck? This is like on-air Wikipedia now, Nicholas? Yeah, I mean, seriously. When have we started providing this kind of information service to our listeners? Never. This is weird, Nick.
Please welcome Bernadette Mayer.
Well, here we are in the midst of the Prinzhorn collection, so be careful because some of us might become crazy. It's really a danger. I'm going to begin by reading the diary that I've been keeping of this spring. And I haven't written today's entry yet, so if anybody wants to write it and give it to me after the reading, I would appreciate it. It can be brief, too. Now, this diary sort of was typed on the same piece of paper that I began to write this epigram, so I'll read that first. Maybe that's the title of it, actually. Reliant, Defiant, and Valiant, we're talking about wood stoves. Who won? And here's the diary. March 20th, 2000. When I saw that the coltsfoot had blossomed on the first day of spring, I realized that spring 2000 had to be kept track of. Plus, I like saying spring 2000. March 21st, 00. Coltsfoot flowers bloom before the leaves. At the moment, there are 48 of them on Macedonia Road at the intersection of Stonewall. Robins abound. There's not a pussy willow in sight. March 25th, 00. We heard peepers today, first time this year. We being me, Max, Alyssa, and Phil. I ate a flower at the Blue Plate restaurant, a dandelion-like thing. There are coltsfoot everywhere. I shared a snapdragon with Alyssa. March 26, 00. Saw a crocus. It's very windy. Phil and I went to a pancake breakfast on Route 43 in honor of maple syrup. Make as many words as you can from the words maple syrup. March 31st, 00. See, this diary is kind of rife with assignments for everybody. Innumerable daylily beginnings and dandelion leaves. Got some pussy willows at the swamp on Old Macedonia Road. April 3rd, O-O. I saw a beaver today, first time in 2 years here on Old Macedonia Road. Actually, Macedonia Road. I watched the swimming around for hours. Also saw a caterpillar crossing the road. Took a little hiatus to go visit Phil's brother Charles and his fiance, what a fucked up word, Julie, and Phil's aunts Florrie and Lily, where spring is much more advanced than here. Daffodils and everything. Saw lots of forsythia, had our fill of forsythia, if such a thing were possible, just fooling. We have 5 dozen eggs at the moment. It's the egg season. Welcome eggs by the dozen. April 5th, 00. Isn't it great to say that? And to write that on your checks and stuff? O-O. I guess on your checks you have to write 2,000, but you can probably get away with O-O. Red finches at the feeder, along with the yellow ones, it's snowing. The forsythia of Red Rock are beginning to bloom. April 8th, O-O. Turned on the water at the East Nassau House, or the Tassawassa Lake Road House. Got a sunburn. Marie arrives and we peruse the flowering trees in Hudson. Coming from a warmer climate, she spent part of today in the environs of a cherry blossom tree in the yard of the Noguchi Museum. April 9th, 00. It snowed all day, 13.3 inches to be exact. Cold, blustery, and bitter. Marie and I walked in the snow. I lost an ice cleat. April 10th. Now, here I stop saying, oh, oh. I don't know if that's a bad sign. Dawn dawned clear and sparkly. Now it's alarmingly snowing again. We went to the East Nassau House to show Marie the inside of it for the first time. I went to the basement. We saw lots of forsythia and daffodils. There are red buds on the trees, yesterday covered with ice. April 11th, 00. And this is a little epigraph by Emily Dickinson. Of nature I shall have enough when I have entered these entitled to a bumblebee's familiarities. And it's Emily Dickinson's poem number 1220, written in honor of Marie's zip code. saw a bumblebee today. Hope they'll return. April 12th, 00. Philadelphia, spring is much more advanced here. Met Eric Holtzman in the train station. April 14th, 00. Saw a bear last night. Today's my mother's birthday. Her name was Marie Ann Bernadette, little female bear Stumpf. April 15th, 00. Saw trout lilies growing on the banks of the Tatsawasa Creek. We showed Grace and Maeve the house and bodies of water and finished emptying the van of the stuff from storage. April 16th, 00. The heating guy is working for Vinny the Chin's brother in Ghent. He's also a member of the old Chatham Volunteer Fire Department and was involved in that horrible accident. He had to go look for a leg. When he saw my cane, he said, "Did you have an accident?" April 17th. We saw a huge garter snake. Now we're going to New York City. So please, somebody write the April 18th entry. This is a work I've been planning to write for a long time, and I finally did it for this occasion. It's called Jackie Strumpendary and Celeste St. Aubin at the College of New Rochelle. They were two classmates of mine. And I think about them all the time, probably because they have such great names, but Well, you'll see. The only thing I forgot to mention, and I will put in later, is that Celeste de St. Aubin's family was related to Cardinal Spellman. It's the kind of thing that belongs in this work. You'll see. They were my main friends, except for my roommate, Nina, who was considered to be crazy because she talked to her doll. They were day students, both very rich, and Jackie had an excellent wine cellar. Her father was the president of Berlitz. Jackie was a Beau Diddley groupie. She had a white Thunderbird and went to all Beau Diddley's concerts that she could. Either she or Celeste had a powder blue rug. We played bridge in the lounge. Celeste's family had servants, and when you sat at table, there was a button to push which summoned them. Each person had his or her own salt and pepper shakers, small silver ones. The first time I ate there, we had veal, I recall. Celeste's father, whom we never saw, had an airstrip outside the house, and Celeste had many drawers of the same sweater in all the colors. Once, when our friend Eileen had been in a car accident, we took many bottles of wine to visit her in the hospital, and Nina got so sick we had to stop at a drugstore to get her an anti-emetic. A guy from Astoria named Joe would occasionally pick me up on Fridays. I remember he picked me up the day JFK was shot. My last class had been Greek, and we had been reading one of the Greek tragedies. My teacher was Julia Budenz, who was the daughter of the well-known communist and eventually became a poet. At the time, she was an Ursuline nun. I met her once in Boston, and she had long, curly, gray hair. The Ursulines had mirrors, but they were clouded over, so all you could see was if your headdress was on straight. I first saw one in Mother Angela Merici Carson's room. Boy, that's hard to say. Boy, that was a chaotic time, to say the least. My muscles stiffen even when I think about it. Thank you. So, I'm going to read a few of these epigrams, and I'll begin with some Walmart epigrams and this other collaborative epigram. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, we're not buying it, put it back. Phil and I went to one of the marts and bought a rug like we're supposed to. Only thing is, it's purple, we're not married, the rug is the wrong size, and my name is Bernadette. Epigram on epigrams, a collaborative epigram. Epigrams are like appetizers, or appetizers are like epigrams, or actually epigraphs if you're having the entree. Now, Leanne Brown is going to read her epigrams about Starbucks because she's a little more high-toned than I am.
Thank you for inviting me. Starbucks epigram. I am the Starbucks on 35th and 7th, known not really as Fashion Avenue. I have sickly yellow leather chairs just like the ones in LA and North Carolina. I try to make you feel casually chic and pump you full of addictive foam. Andrew's epigram. I am the Andrew's coffee shop right across the street and opposed to Starbucks. There are only four of me. My cappuccino is cheaper and it's quiet in here. My blue-green boots are comfy and you can get a burger and fries in me too. And the last one is too many epigrams. I am Starbucks store 324 on Astor Place, whispering distance from my sister store number 423, and then two blocks more to number 301 on 2nd Avenue and 9th. The people in this neighborhood need a lot of coffee to make art. We intend to be there for them. That's great.
This is an epigram that I wrote, but it actually, I started typing this other stuff, and what I started typing was a long paragraph about my father, beginning, "My father was a horse's ass." And then it says, "But he was nice, I guess." I won't belabor you. I won't belabor this with you. But the epigram is something that people in New York probably know about, New York City, because it was on the news for a long time. "I am the rope Oliver used to tie Marinza up. I'd been hoping to help reach the forest canopy or to be used for rock climbing, but now just a sex crime." He was the guy that was accused, they were accused of having a sadomasochistic relationship over the internet. I'm sure you all remember that, don't you? I guess you're not as obsessed as I am. Oh, this is my David Letterman epigram. "If I were David Letterman, my name would be Vidal. If David Letterman were me, his name would be Your Beam." And this is my John Fiske epigram. "The Farmer's Almanac says, as the days lengthen, the cold strengthens. Ho, ho, ho." "The probability that I may have unwittingly eaten genetically modified foods, makes me cynical. So I am writing an epigram which is supposed to be satirical." These epigrams are getting dated because it names a publicity person for the police department who's no longer working. But you might remember seeing his name in the news. "I am a cockroach in a roach motel. Soon I'll be convicted for murder. My name is Louis Anemone. I am the hidden owl in the upper right-hand corner of the American dollar bill I don't have." We wrote this after Peter Lamborn Wilson lectured in my workshop about money. And he told us the meaning of all the symbols on the dollar bill and stuff. And then he said, "Take out your dollar bills and I'll show you." And of course, there were a few of us who didn't have any. I don't think I can redo this. This one is too insane. It's too much like the Prince Horn collection. "I ate my macaroni and cheese like a good American." Bird feeder epigram. "There's no one at the bird feeder today. It's raining cats and dogs." Garden epigram. "I am the garden full of weeds and bees. I hope you like me." "I am Bernadette Echo Hawk, the eye of God. Please come with me to have a great no dinner and wine somebody is disgruntled with. There will be no dessert." And this was my very first epigram. Leanne was actually there when I wrote it because we were playing that game where you pick from a pile of forms and you pick from a pile of contents. It's a great poetry game for anybody who wants a little motivation to write poetry. It's called Epigram on Being Alone. "A golden willow tree hits you in the head." It's interesting. Here's the "My father was the horse's ass" page again. I'm not going to read that. Well, I'm trying to avoid reading any of these long poems. Oh, here's a great poem you might enjoy. It's the poem we wrote for, I gave this reading with, at Bard College with Jackson, I think. Anyway, we wrote this poem for Jackson, me and Sophia and Leanne and Joan Retallick, Jordan Davis, Peter Blewett, and Nicholas Grider. And occasionally we resorted to the dictionary. Oh, desuetude from the howling prestidigitators from Appalachia, spanakopita, tracheotomy, stoichiometry, alcimero improvisatorial irredentism, Vermendeo, millenniarism, periphrastic, peripatetic, selenocentric, lunaception, lycanthropy, letter missive, lumpen proletariat, stychomythia, instantiation, plebiscite, limehound, pensisocracy, lycopodium, aluminumist, intabulator, sesquiter pene, in paradise, extolation, hydrochlorothiazide, tetradimite, adascadero, terpineo teratogenesis, oviparous phallogenetric, polixenes stern foremost, dodecahedron, tessellate, evangelical, Anabaptist, cardioplasty, phototaxis, it's yogic to do what Jackson does, tergiversation aside. this is called objectivity. I'm not going to tell you who it's dedicated to. When you come, there's to be no laughing, no waving, and no whinnying. Oh, great, I was afraid I had forgotten this one. This is a list of fruits and vegetables that you can order from a particular company. The Anaheim pepper, jalapeno pepper, jicama, pasilla, serrano, tomatillo, yellow, cactus leaves, red bananas, burro bananas, manzano bananas, plantain bananas, horseradish, taro root, yucca root, ginger root, malaga, sunchoke, water chestnuts, yellow finished potato, purple potato, mall onion, elephant garlic, shallots, blood oranges, kumquats, lavender gems, French bean, yellow wax bean, purple wax bean, baby bok choy, baby green zucchini, baby gold zucchini, baby green summer, baby gold sunburst, black radish, long beans, lemongrass, sun-dried tomato. Amatory epigram. Let's have some cage-free sex. What it means to be human. I walk around with a hole in my brain. And then you can say that in a macaronic way. What it means to be human. I can walk around avec cervello dans, no, avec cavum dans ma cervello. I am Mustika, a sticker monster like Godzilla. what it means to be a human mammal. Nobody eats me. What it means to be a mammal, you tingle. What it means to be a mammal, sexually, it's cute. The streams of New York State have gotten longer since the leaves fell off the trees. Now, this is not an epigram, this is a short poem. I got carted on a moving vehicle, I mean at Grand Union, in an uncool way while trying to buy beer. How come I can say jitterbug but not fishamajig? I get turned on sexually by the thought of peonies. I am the speedy cup of coffee you drank in Wildwood. I thought there was a great blue heron on my cardboard cup, but it was a Canada goose. I gave you momentary motivation. We should put that after the Starbucks epigrams. Forgotten epigrams. Forgotten epigram. I am an elk, I think. I'm standing in a saltless salt shed. Then something happens. It's as if a pillar is built outside. See, I had this epigram in my mind and I forgot it. So I was free associating to it and came up with this, and I figured, well, that's as close to the original epigram I could get. But originally, I mean, I finally remembered what it was, and here it is. 12 full cans of Coke are in cases at the gas station, each case marked unique, also classic, except the cases are empty. So that's a little homework also. Oh, this is my favorite list of names. I think Max sent me this. They're the names that were chosen to be the names of storms in, I guess, 1996. Ann, Abel, Amber, Alex, Bart, Beth, Bing, Babs, Cam, Carlo, Cass, Chip, Dan, Dale, David, Dawn, Eve, Ernie, Ella, Elvis, Frankie, Fern, Fritz, Faith, Gloria, Greg, Ginger, Gil, Herb, Hannah, Hank, Hilda, Ian, Issa, Yvonne, Iris, Joy, Jimmy, Joan, Jacob, Kirk, Kelly, Keith, Kate, Lisa, Levy, Linda, Leo, Marty, Marie, Mort, Maggie, Nikki, Nestor, Nicole, Neil, Orson, Opal, Otto, Alga, Piper, Peter, Penny, Paul, Rick, Rosie, Rex, Rachel, Sally, Scott, Stella, Sam, Tom, Tina, Todd, Tanya, Violet, Victor, Vicky, Virgil, Willie, Winnie, Waldo, Wendy, Yates, Yule, Yanni, York, Zane, Zita, Zeb, Zia. Strange. I have to read you guys something else in entertaining. I'll read you one more entertaining poem. Maybe. I mean, I'll read you one more poem. It might not be entertaining. I recently added something to this poem in the reader that I thought would make it better. So you can let me know how you feel. It's called Marie Makes Fun of Me at the Shore. Marie says, look at the tiny red spiders.com, or walking.com, across the pools.com. And just as I am writing down, tiny red spiders are.com, walking across the pools.com, she says, Mom, I can just see it.com. In your poem, it'll say.com, tiny red spiders are walking across the pools.com. Thank you. Why is everybody being so quiet? You do?
Well, I do.
Do you have a picture, a particular poem you want me to read?
I could give you today.
What?
Diary entry for today.
Oh, okay. You could read it.
It's yours.
Well, I don't know if I can read your handwriting.
Well, then you can make it up.
April 13th, OO. Read in New York among crazy paintings from the Prinzhorn collection. Out front were white pansies with yellow moths and small white pansies with purple lines. Phil and I sat with Meg. You're very observant, weren't you? I wore blue and didn't knock anything over. Douglas was there and wrote this. Oh, I'm sorry, I left something out. Brian Kim Stephans and Kenward read before the break, and Leanne read epigrams with me.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty special, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I'd actually go farther. I'd say that was wonderful. That was lovely. I really enjoyed that. Just the atmosphere and the mood even is something so different from so much of what we get on the talking show, you know. Lisa Robertson, for example, great, but real serious. And this was the best.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, I know Solomon just installed the new little laugh track machine, but
yeah,
you didn't have to go crazy with it.
I overdid it a little bit. It was a little much, but you know, when there's a new toy on the mixing desk in here, you know how it is. Get a new piece of gear, you put it in the rack, you just want to take a look at it, see how it works. And gosh, you know, if it wasn't also for the fact that there was just so much laughter in the work itself, don't you think? I mean, I think it belonged there in a way. Maybe not as much as I was hitting it, but, you know, I think that there was definitely a lot of laughter in the work, even if I did add a little too much laughter with the device.
Yeah. Speaking of great laughs, Bernadette, that is a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good laugh.
Feel
contagious
better.
Laugh. Sounds kind of like children running around on hardwood floors with wet socks, wouldn't you say, Steve?
I just feel great. I mean, I felt so good hearing all that laughter.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. No, I think, you know, both Steve and I's artistic practices can relate to this idea of the self-imposed research project. I myself am currently lost in a deep rabbit hole of pre-Enlightenment philosophy and Dutch still life from the 17th century. How about you, Steve?
I'm really, really into Czech architecture right now. That's what I'm into.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever read as much as you do about Czechoslovakian architecture, but, you know, maybe we can meet in the middle with the financial crisis in Cyprus or something.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyhow, why don't we call this one a night?
Sure.
I'm feeling done here.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Bernadette. That was extraordinarily special performance from one of the great female poets of the 20th century. Good night, everyone.
Good night.